AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Two wildfires are burning out of control in the inland Southern California region, forcing evacuations in communities and a mountain resort area. The fire erupted Monday in the middle of a heat wave and spread ferociously, killing two people who were found in a vehicle, severely burning another person while destroying seven structures and damaging several others. Steve Bannon, a longtime ally of former President Donald Trump, says he expects to be charged soon in a state criminal case in New York. A source tells the AP Bannon plans to turn himself in tomorrow and will face charges he duped donors who gave money to fund a wall on the southern border, allegations that also resulted in federal charges against Bannon until then-President Trump pardoned him. President Biden will highlight next week what he calls this generation's moonshot, channeling one of his predecessors. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
It was 60 years ago Monday that John F. Kennedy laid out his vision for American space travel.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
At the JFK Library in Boston Monday, President Biden will detail his own moonshot.
We can end cancer as we know it.
Earlier this year, he set a goal of cutting cancer death rates in half over the next 25 years, while boosting treatments and quality of life for patients and caregivers. It's personal. Beau Biden died of cancer in 2015. Then Vice President Biden launched the cancer moonshot the following year. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Shelling has resumed in an area of Ukraine's huge nuclear power plant. The Major League Baseball Players Association is joining the AFL-CIO. The move comes as the players are attempting to unionize minor leaguers following decades of opposition and in the aftermath of a nearly 100-day lockout. This is AP News. A shark has killed a U.S. tourist in the Bahamas.
The 58-year-old woman from Pennsylvania had been sailing on the Royal Caribbean International ship Harmony of the Seas, which left Florida on Sunday on a seven-night cruise. The company says she joined a shore excursion and was snorkeling in a popular spot near Green Cay in the northern Bahamas when a shark attacked her, say authorities. She was taken to a hospital where she died. A shark expert in Florida says most species in the Bahamas ignore human beings, except for bull sharks and tiger sharks, which he says can get very large and eat big prey. He says overall, shark attacks remain rare. I'm Rita Foley.
Hurricane Kay is picking up strength in the Pacific and began lashing Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. Shelters are being opened. Some roads have been closed. Forecasters expect Kay to stay offshore. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.